Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A pastor is fired because of his Christian convictions. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Well, Luke Ash is a humble Christian pastor, and he serves in Baton Rouge. He has a church there, a small church, but he has to have another vocation to help support him and his family. So he chose to work at the East Point Baton Rouge Parish Library in Louisiana. However, that didn't go so well when he said, you know, I can't lie. I can't use a false pronoun for a coworker.
You know, we've had several bivocational pastors that we have represented all of a sudden in different areas. Two of them are doing bifurcational activities as real estate agents.
Mm-hmm.
Luke Ash is doing bifurcational activities working at a library, or he was. And so these are bifurcational pastors, and oftentimes these churches start small, and they're not large enough to support a full-time pastor and staff, but these individuals feel called to preach and be the pastor of that particular flock, but they need to have a second job to be able to make ends meet.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I knew a bivocational pastor. He was a pilot for Delta Airlines, and he was able to fly during the week and preach on the weekends. And there's a lot of bivocational pastors that are out there. And sometimes these churches, they grow bigger, obviously, and these individuals can become full-time focused on the ministry. So Luke is a bivocational Christian pastor. He's a devoted husband and a devoted father. And so he's working, as you mentioned, at this Baton Rouge Parish Library. So that's a public library. And so he is at work one day, and another employee, staff colleague, came to him and introduced to him a female, and in the introduction told Luke that this female, who's right there in his presence, goes by the pronouns they, them.
And granted, you know, most of these public libraries have gone that route. They're pushing this LGBT, you know, propaganda in the books and everything out front. So this is not an uncommon situation in a particular public library.
Yeah, so, you know, one of the things he responded is, you know, I don't do that. He's not going to lie. And how can you refer to some? You're a library, right? And so library are, they're interested in words and grammar. And
you
now you're going
truth,
to call
but, yeah.
someone, an individual, a plural pronoun. They go by they, them. So in other words, they're not identifying as either male, he, him, or female, she, her. They're they, them. You know, kind of a side note, it reminds me of the person, we call him the demoniac. He was possessed by legion. Remember, Jesus came to this demoniac.
And he said, we are many.
He said,
right?
Yeah, we are many. What is your name? My name, it's legion, for we are many. And all of the references, the pronoun references to legion after that is the plural pronoun they. Because it was multiple demons that possessed this man. And Jesus cast the multiple demons out of this man and gave him freedom. How in the world can you refer to yourself as they or them? That's a plural pronoun. It's false. He can't lie. He can't tell someone they, them. And by the way, just from a practical standpoint, how many times are you going to refer to a colleague by their pronoun? How many times do you think about it in the workplace? How many times do you refer to a person by he, she, or to multiple people by they, them?
At least to their face, you're going to use their name.
You use their name. You might say, you know, she was doing that. But, you know, if they wanted to accommodate him, he could just say whatever her name is, or instead of using pronouns, you know, instead of me talking to you, to somebody about you that she does the radio program, I could say Holly does the radio program. It's very simple to accommodate. In other words, from an employer standpoint, if an employee came to you, like Lukash and said, you know what, I can't lie, I'm a Christian. Number one, that's a lie to refer to somebody by a plural pronoun when they're a singular individual. Number two, they're female, and I can't lie that they're not. So I just need an accommodation. It's a very simple fix. The employer could just simply say, okay, well, then just don't use pronouns. Fine, okay. It's an easy fix. Just refer to the person by their name, whatever their name is.
But they take on this victim mentality and want to be offended if you don't use what they prefer. And it's like, I only see one person there, and I see a female. You're a she, or I'll use your name. That's all. That's all it is.
It's a simple fix.
Yeah.
Now, why would you not want to fix that? Why would you not want to accommodate them? Because they've got an agenda. And they said, mm-hmm. Well, you know, this violates our inclusivity policy. Well, so he looks at the inclusivity policy. This is a public institution. No American should be forced to choose between their job and their faith. And so Liberty Counsel, we are representing Pastor Luke Ash. We've sent a demand letter to the East Baton Rouge Parish Library explaining that the pastor has been fired in violation of the law. And that includes the Louisiana Constitution, the Louisiana Protection of Religious Freedom Act, the First Amendment to the United States Constitution, and Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. The laws are clear that the government cannot compel speech. That's exactly what they're trying to do. They cannot punish religious convictions, which is what they're doing. They cannot fire a person for living their faith. And so we have demanded that Pastor Ash be fully reinstated with back pay, and that the policy of the library, which is unlawful regarding pronouns, be amended. Meanwhile, Luke is out of a job, his family is struggling, and the legal battle for his rights is only just beginning. So pray for our legal team at Liberty Counsel. Pray for Luke Ash. This particular case, now, we have to file it first with the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission in order to take advantage of Title VII. Liberty Counsel has worked with Luke Ash and had filed with the EEOC a discrimination charge. The city of Baton Rouge has now responded, and we have now filed our response to the EEOC. It is a fairly straightforward, you know, cut and dry situation. Accommodate this individual instead of just terminating him. In fact, the library, you know, once an employee has a religious conviction and it is impacted by a work policy or rule, and the employee tells the employer, then Title VII requires that the employer engage in an interactive discussion, an interactive interchange with the employee to find out about how they might consider accommodating those beliefs. And in this case, it would be fairly simple.
Yeah, so Liberty Counsel, we've demanded that Pastor Ash's full reinstatement and back pay and a revision of the library's unlawful pronoun policy. And again, this is kind of a David and Goliath, because these public libraries have definitely gone down the woke road. And so this is a huge battle. But, you know, we commend people like Pastor Ash, who is willing to stand up for the truth. He's willing to stand up for God's creation and not addressing someone against that, so to speak. And, you know, it's good to know he's not alone in this fight. We have many people we're representing who are standing up for truth and all of their courage, knowing that they're not alone in this battle.
And this case doesn't just affect Luke Ash. Certainly it does affect him. But I know from litigating equal access issues regarding public libraries around the country, where public libraries have these common facility places where they allow people from the community to schedule a meeting for their particular facility room. And they have typically developed policies over the years that would exclude use of that room for religious activities. Liberty Counsel has filed suit against a number of those libraries. And I know that the word gets out among other libraries, because the libraries, when we were litigating in those cases and we were able to set the record straight, they have communication vehicles that they publish for other libraries. So they all these libraries, they get this information, they get a report, they get overview, they get a newsletter. And I know in one of the newsletters, it talked about Liberty Counsel's lawsuits. So it actually encouraged the libraries to check out your library access policy so that you don't get sued. So I can tell you, when we file suit against this library, the other libraries will know about it. Not only will it affect Luke and all the people in that area, but the other libraries will be put on notice as well. Pray that the other libraries also reconsider their policy. The whole gender ideology is beginning to collapse. I think we continue to need to move forward to protect common sense, truth, minors who are being lied to, people like this that are being confronted. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.